Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson. Welcome to Got Something to Say. And we have a performance coming up on February 8th through the 24th. We'll outline that in a minute, a little more details. It's called Wedding Secrets. And I have part of the cast in the studio. I have Dave Goodyear, Susan Meadows, and Ivy Zaroff. Did I say all your names correctly?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I wanted to make sure. Welcome, welcome. Glad you could be here. Dave, I'm going to start with you because not only are you in the performance, but you are also the vice president of the board of directors. Is that
correct?
Did I say that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so how long have you been doing that at Twin City Players, Dave?
Well, let's see. I have been on the board for about 5 years. I've been the vice president for about a year and a half.
Okay. All right. So, you know, coming out of the holiday season here just recently, we had some really fun performances. We had a couple of them, actually, and two of them happened at the same time. And so you had to take it to a different location. So we did The Grinch and
Scrooge, which was a musical version of the traditional Christmas Carol story.
So, Dave, your acting career, I guess, goes back a little ways.
2012. My first performance with them was Bus Stop. Mm-hmm. I played the sheriff in Bus Stop, but it was really my wife who got me started. She was in a female version of The Odd Couple. She played the Felix character in that. Uh-huh. And then she was recruited to be in a very, very intense little drama called Rabbit Hole.
Oh.
She was the mother in that. That was a second stage production, but a very, very intense, intimate little drama. And it was after seeing her in that, I finally decided, okay, I got to get out of the seats and get up there and give it a shot myself.
So that's the first time that you had done. I thought maybe you'd been doing it for a long time.
Me
been,
too.
Been performing, yeah.
No, I'm a late convert to the calling. The wife and I had been attending shows for about 20, 25 years. I literally got dragged to the first performance. I was positive it was going to be horrible and that I was going to be bored. And I saw the theater and I'm like, oh my gosh, they can't possibly do it. And the show was a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum. Mm-hmm. And they absolutely knocked it out of the park. Just absolutely knocked it out of the park.
As they always do. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's when I said, okay, maybe there's something to this community theater thing. And we were pretty regular attendees over the years. And then, like I say, my wife got the part in the female version of The Odd Couple. Mm-hmm. Everybody told her she should audition for it kind of as a joke because she is Felix Unger.
And we have this on tape, by the way. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
And so that's kind of what got the ball rolling. And I was good friends with the young man who was directing Bus Stop, and that's what gave me the courage to get up there and give it the first shot. And it was a good time, and nothing bad happened. And so the next time I jumped in, the second show was a musical. Mm-hmm. And I never sung in front of people again. And I thought, in for a penny, in for a pound. And I had a very small part in that. And then one of the principals, both of the principals had to drop out for various reasons.
Sure.
And so they're like, okay, Dave, you're playing the part of Jim.
Right.
You have 2 weeks to learn all of these songs and all of the dances. Good luck.
Right.
And
right.
Somehow we pulled it off and managed to put on a good show. And so here we are.
I fell into it a number of years back. My daughter was involved in Best Christmas Pageant Ever performance. Yeah, it really is. And I was taking her to practice several times a week for it. Well, one of the performers had to drop out. It wasn't too long before the performance, and I'd been to all the rehearsals, so I knew, the lines. So they asked me if I could step in. So I got to play the minister. And it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I wish I had more time to be able to allocate to do it because I do love the performance side. Real quick, Dave, because I want to talk with Susan and Ivy. Twin Cities Players, in case people listening, they're like, well, I've never heard of Twin City Players, or I've never been to a performance. I don't know much about it. Give me a little background, how long they've been around and how many performances a year you typically do that.
Twin City Players has been in continuous operation since 1932, I believe. Mm-hmm. They are the second oldest continuously operating community theater in the state of Michigan. We're located at 600 West Glenlord Road. Right. I have a nice little theater there. You've probably driven by it 100 times and not noticed it.
Sure.
We do about 6 shows a year.
Okay.
One or two musicals, one or two dramas, one or two comedies. And the show that we're coming up here is definitely a comedy.
Well, that's what I want to get to now. So Wedding Secrets, give me a little background on Wedding Secrets, what's it all about, and then I'm going to talk with Susan and Ivy here. So
don't
what
tell
is,
them too much.
Yeah, well, yeah, because we want them to be curious, no spoilers. Right?
Okay, well, Wedding Secrets is centered around a wedding. You have a young couple coming to announce their engagement, and you have each of their parents. You have a younger daughter. You have an interesting brother who lives in the basement. And everybody has a secret.
Okay.
And as in real life, it's not the secret that causes the problems. It's the keeping of the secret that causes the problems.
So there's, and so there's a little drama, is what you're saying.
And, yeah. Well, you know, there's some conflict and some confusion, and ultimately all of the secrets do come out, and there's resolution, and everybody lives happily ever after.
Awesome. So you've brought a couple of members of the cast with you. Introduce them for me, would you please?
Well, we have Susan Meadows here.
Hello.
Who plays my wife in the show.
Get nice and close to that microphone, Susan, so we can hear you. So she plays your wife in. So what are you? What is your character in?
My character is Robert, and Susan and I play the parents of the young man who is coming to announce their engagement. Okay. Our son Bill. Yeah.
Okay, so your husband and wife on stage.
We are.
Okay, and also you brought with?
And this is Ivy Zarov.
Hello.
Okay. She plays the sister of the young lady who's getting married.
Okay.
She plays the younger sister of that.
Hi, Ivy.
Hello.
So you play Samantha.
Yes,
Susan, you play Betty.
Yes.
Okay. And Dave, you play Robert. Okay.
Correct.
I just want to make sure. So, all right, Betty. Or Susan, I guess I should say. So Susan Meadows. So hi, Susan.
Hi.
So tell me about real quick about you, because I want to hear more about your character without giving out too much here. So
right.
Tell me about Susan. How long have you been performing? Is this your first or performance at Twin City Players? Or
it is my first performance at Twin City Players. I grew up in the area and left.
Sure.
And didn't come back.
Okay.
But I saw the Twin City Players shows all growing up, and they were awesome, and I was always so impressed, and several of my friends were in the shows, and it was great. And when I came back, my husband and I moved back here from North Carolina last year, mm-hmm. and after being away for 35 years. So I was looking for something to keep me busy this winter, and on a fluke, yep. I just went and auditioned, and they gave me a part. I can't believe it still.
That's great. That's great. You have a great smile in your voice, and I can see your smile, fortunately. But people say you can't hear a smile, but you absolutely can hear a smile.
Unfortunately, my character doesn't smile a lot.
Doesn't smile a lot. So real quick, tell me about your character, Betty.
Her name is Betty. Her husband is a
investment
banker,
counselor or something.
Yeah, investment counselor. And so I think that they're upper middle class, and she's used to having her way.
Right.
Her son is an only child, so she's a rather possessive mom.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody is ever going to be good enough for her son.
Okay.
So
okay.
That pretty much is it.
Okay. So, we're coming up on a break here. I'm going to hang on just a second. So I'm going to. And so, thank you, Susan. And next, we move over to Ivy, who plays Samantha. How you doing, Ivy?
Good. How are you?
Tell me about Ivy. Have you been performing before? Is this your first performance with Twin City Players?
It is my first performance with Twin City Players, and it is my second play I have ever done. My first production I was in was my high school play, Spoon River Anthology, which was in fall.
Okay. So tell me about Samantha in the performance, in the play Wedding Secrets. What's Samantha all about?
She is a really rebellious 16-year-old, and she doesn't like listening to her parents, and she yells all the time and just does not want to be there for the wedding.
Ah,
And then she meets the lawnmower of Betty and Dan. And then she meets him, and they just immediately fall in love. And that's kind of where she kind of kicks off there.
Do one of your favorite lines from the performance for me, would you please, Ivy?
Yes.
This is Samantha in Wedding Secrets.
Yeah, so this would be like after I have met him. What was it like when you first met Bill? Was it like magic?
That's awesome. Okay, so Dave and Susan, or Robert and Betty, do a little dialogue for me so we kind of get a little tease of what we're going to see in here.
This is a scene from the opening of the play where things are kind of being laid out. The drama is being laid out.
Okay, go for it.
You are cruel. Just cruel. And cheap. Cheap, cheap, cheap. With everything. Money, sympathy, concern, affection.
What? Has it been that long? I told you. Things have been stressful at work.
There we go. Nice job. Wedding Secrets, Twin City Players, February 8th through the 24th. It's Friday and Saturdays at 7:30 and Sundays at 2. Am I make sure I'm correct on all of that?
Yes.
Ticket information, go to twincityplayers.org, and it's called Wedding Secrets. Any other pertinent information, or we pretty much got it all in for ticket information. I encourage you to go. So Dave Goodyear, Susan Meadows, Ivy Zaroff, thank you for coming in and talking and excited about the performance.
And thank you for giving us an opportunity to talk about this marvelous show.
It's very funny. You guys will like it.
Thank you so much.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.